April 2015 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2015 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: A Sacred Sabbath. How do we hallow the Sabbath day? In my much younger years, I studied the work of others who had compiled lists of things to do and things not to do on the Sabbath. It wasn't until later that I learned from the Scriptures that my conduct and my attitude on the Sabbath constituted a sign between me and my Heavenly Father. With that understanding, I no longer needed lists of do's and don'ts. When I had to make a decision whether or not an activity was appropriate for the Sabbath, I simply asked myself, "What sign do I want to give to God?" That question made my choices about the Sabbath day crystal clear. Faith in God engenders a love for the Sabbath. Faith in the Sabbath engenders a love for God. A sacred Sabbath truly is a delight. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Sabbath is a Delight, Ensign, May 2015, page 130 and 132. Prophetic Promise. Fast offerings change hearts. In the church today, we are offered the opportunity to fast once a month and give a generous fast offering through our bishop or branch president for the benefit of the poor and the needy. Part of your fast offering and mine this month will be used to help someone somewhere whose relief the Lord will feel as if it were His own. Your fast offering will do more than help feed and clothe bodies. It will heal and change hearts. The fruit of a free will offering may be the desire in the heart of the recipient to reach out to others in need. That happens across the world. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" Ensign, May 2015, page 23 and 24. The Plan of Salvation. At least four things are needed for the success of this divine plan, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Find the answers in his talk, Why Marriage, Why Family, page 50. 1. The creation of the blank as our dwelling place. 2. With the fall of Adam and Eve came an awareness of blank and blank and the God-given power to blank. Finally, the fall brought about physical blank needed to make our time and mortality temporary so that we would not live forever in our sins. 3. We see the role of death in our Heavenly Father's plan, but that plan would become void without some way to overcome death in the end, both blank and blank. Thus, a Redeemer, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, suffered and died to atone for Adam and Eve's transgression, thereby providing blank and immortality for all. 4. God ordained that men and women should marry and give birth to children, thereby creating, in partnership with God, the physical bodies that are key to the blank of mortality and blank to eternal glory with Him. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your May 2015 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. What is godly fear, and how can it bless our lives? See David A. Bednar, Therefore They Hushed Their Fears, page 46. What are the most important religious traditions in the home that help children know they are loved and safe? See Quentin L. Cook, The Lord is My Light, page 62. How does understanding the relationship of justice, love, and mercy help us understand Easter and the atonement of Jesus Christ? See Jeffrey R. Holland, Where Justice, Love, and Mercy Meet, page 104. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of this section, April 2015 Conference Notebook, read by Jane Wise.